Another political crackdown is coming in Turkey, where government authorities today ordered the arrest of 82 people, including members of a pro-Kurdish opposition party. The case dates back to deadly protests in 2014, when the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani was under siege by the Islamic State. People in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast along the Syrian border had accused the Turkish army of standing by and just letting the siege happen. Ankara says the outlawed militant Kurdistan Workers' Party incited the demonstrations. It also charges the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the third largest in Turkey's parliament, with supporting the protests when 36 people died. In a statement, prosecutors said suspects would be sought in 7 provinces. Here in the U.S., Ruth Bader Ginsburg has become the first woman in American history to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol, a mark of recognition for her iconic life. The 87-year-old Ginsburg, who spent 27 years on the U.S. Supreme Court bench, died a week ago. She'll be buried next week at Arlington National Cemetery. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he'll name his choice to succeed Ginsburg tomorrow. The number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. is approaching 7 million, more than 20% of all the infections in the world. The American Midwest is a hotspot of growing concern. All states in the region except Ohio have reported more cases in the past 4 weeks compared to the prior 4 weeks, led by sharp moves upward in South Dakota and North Dakota. Among the latest to test positive, the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and his wife both say they have. The U.S. coronavirus death toll is close to 203,000. The figures come from a count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It puts worldwide cases at 32.2 million and deaths just shy of a million. The U.S. death toll is closing in on 203,000. Its worldwide case tally is put at 32 million with almost 984,000 lives lost. That comes from Johns Hopkins. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization official says the coronavirus death toll could